Your friend, is he aficionado too? Montoya smiled at Bill. Yes, he came all the way from New York to see the San Fermines. Yes, Montoya politely disbelieved, but he's not aficionado like you. He put his hand on my shoulder again, embarrassedly. Yes, I said, he's a real aficionado, but he's not aficionado like you are. Afición means passion. An aficionado is one who is passionate about the bullfights. All the good bullfighters stayed at Montoya's hotel. That is, those with afición stayed there. The commercial bullfighters stayed once, perhaps, and then did not come back. The good ones came each year. In Montoya's room were their photographs. The photographs were dedicated to Juanito Montoya or to his sister. The photographs of bullfighters Montoya had really believed in were framed. Photographs of bullfighters who had been without afición Montoya kept in a drawer of his desk. They often had the most flattering inscriptions, but they did not mean anything. One day Montoya took them all out and dropped them in the wastebasket. He did not want them around. We often talked about bulls and bullfighters. I had stopped at the Montoya for several years. We never talked for very long at a time. It was simply the pleasure of discovering what we each felt. Men would come in from distant towns, and before they left Pamplona, stop and talk for a few minutes with Montoya about bulls. These men were aficionados. Those who were aficionados could always get rooms even when the hotel was full. Montoya introduced me to some of them. They were always very polite at first, and it amused them very much that I should be an American. Somehow it was taken for granted that an American could not have afición. He might simulate it or confuse it with excitement, but he could not really have it. When they saw that I had afición, and there was no password, no set questions that could bring it out, rather it was a sort of oral, spiritual examination with the questions always a little on the defensive and never apparent, there was this same embarrassed putting the hand on the shoulder, or a buen hombre. But nearly always there was the actual touching. It seemed as though they wanted to touch you, to make it certain. Montoya could forgive anything of a bullfighter who had afición. He could forgive attacks of nerves, panic, bad, unexplainable actions, all sorts of lapses. For one who had afición, he could forgive anything. At once he forgave me, all my friends. Without his ever saying anything, they were simply a little something shameful between us, like the spilling open of the horses in bullfighting. Bill had gone upstairs as we came in, and I found him washing and changing in his room.
Well, he said, talk a lot of Spanish.
He was telling me about the bulls coming in tonight.
Let's find the gang and go down.
All right, they'll probably be at the cafe.
Have you got tickets?
Yes, I got them for all the unloadings.
What's it like?
He was pulling his cheek before the glass, looking to see if there were unshaved patches under the line of the jaw. It's pretty good, I said. They let the bulls out of the cages one at a time, and they have steers in the corral to receive them and keep them from fighting. And the bulls tear in at the steers, and the steers run around like old maids trying to quiet them down.
Do they ever gore the steers?
Sure, sometimes they go right after them and kill them.
Can't the steers do anything?
No, they're trying to make friends.
What do they have them in for?
To quiet down the bulls and keep them from breaking their horns against the stone walls or goring each other.
Must be swell being a steer.